Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Hi, Niall. I got a message from my children's school yesterday, and I'd love to know what your listeners think. Obviously, they finish up for the midterm on Friday, and to celebrate this, the school is having a Halloween costume day. It's primary school. Sounds fun, but then I read the end of the message we were sent with a list of things that they can't dress up as. And the list goes as follows. Horror characters, scary clowns, distracting costumes. What's a distracting costume? Anyway, flashing lights are overly big. Racial or ethnically based costumes. So no dressing up as a suicide bomber. Superheroes. And what? You can't dress up as Spider-Man or Batman or Superman. I don't know why. And finally, symbols of terror. But is that not what Halloween is all about? Symbols of terror and horror. It's called Halloween. The clue is in the title. Anyway, The Eve of All Hallows. As much as I understand that some costumes may not be appropriate for children to wear for school, and I'd never send my children into school wearing an inappropriate costume, but the fun of Halloween as a kid is dressing up as something scary and running around scaring your friends. I think it's a bit ridiculous for the school to have a Halloween costume day and then ban most costumes so as not to trigger some of the kids who scare easy. But maybe I'm overreacting. So is she overreacting? Now, we could move this on, this conversation on to adults as well, as to whether some costumes are completely inappropriate. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think anything is inappropriate. That's just because I have a dark sense of humour anyway. But I don't believe anything is inappropriate. When I was younger, kids used to dress up as Hitler. I remember, you know, around the time of, as I mentioned earlier on, when Jimmy Savile was in the news for all the wrong reasons, the most popular costume at Halloween was Jimmy Savile. French maid was all the rage too when I was younger too. You dress up as a French maid. Nowadays that'd be seen as misogynist or sexist. Also, people dressed up during the time when, of course, all the abuse came out about the Catholic Church, people dressed up as priests. During the time of 9/11, the most popular costume after 9/11 was a suicide bomber with their face painted black. That was quite common. Now, I don't know if anybody takes offence to these. I look at these and I go, that's creative. You know what I mean? I don't take offence to any of these things. I don't know. Do people take offence to costumes? Take them seriously like that? Larry Murphy was a popular costume at one stage. And this year they say the most popular costume is going to be Jeffrey Dahmer. So the glasses and the wig, according to Ruth. So is it inappropriate for a child to wear a scary costume or a clown costume or a superhero or a racially or ethnically based costume? Okay, for children, that's probably a bit over the top, all right. A costume with distracting lights or overly big. I mean, you're kind of ruling out everything. So is the school being a bit over the top here, or do you think they're right and they have a responsibility and a duty to protect children from being scared? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Rachel, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Rachel?
Hey, Niall, how are you?
What are you dressing up as next week?
Oh, God, I don't need to dress up. I'm scary enough.
I know that feeling, Ruth. Rachel, I know the feeling.
God, I tell you. Yeah, no, I just, you know what, Niall? I actually think it's ridiculous. I do. I think it's Halloween. It's kids dressing up. When have you ever actually seen a child in a costume that's inappropriate? I've never seen a child in an inappropriate costume anyway.
I thought the funniest children in a costume ever that I've seen. Do you remember those two? I can't remember their names. They were arrested in Peru for dealing in drugs. Do you remember the two girls?
That's right. The girls, Michaela and...
Michaela was one. That's right. And the Scottish girl. Yeah.
That's right.
And the two little... Remember the two little kids dressed as them?
But like, when you think about it, like, kids don't... They wouldn't actually get the meaning of that.
No, know what I mean? Not
they
at
would
all.
Just see two people that have been in the paper and on the news, and they would just... That's what it would be for kids. That's all that... People that are known in like by the news or the paper. That's it.
Yeah.
I just think for a school to say like you can't dress up as clowns, you can't dress. It's just.
I'm going to read the list out again. Horror, because she sent us in a kind of quotation from the email. Horror characters, scary clowns, distracting costumes with flashing lights or overly big, racially or ethnically based costumes. In other words, you know, no Indians with feathers and stuff like that because that would be ethnically based. Yeah, superheroes. And finally, any symbols of terror.
You know, they might as well just say to the kids, party is cancelled, wear your uniform.
Come in the nude.
Like, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, for especially saying no superheroes. Like, I just think, you know, I think...
What's wrong with a superhero?
Snowflake. Like, I'm like flabbergasted with it, to be honest with you. Flabbergasted because I'm thinking, like, what kind of a school would actually tell the kids, you can't give you a list of not to dress up as? I just never heard of it. I've actually never even seen a child go into school dressed inappropriately, dressed ridiculously or offensive. I've never seen it. And my eldest is 24 now, right? And I actually remember he dressed up as a girl going into school one year. And it was hilarious. Yeah. It was hilarious. And all
that. Oh, that might offend. That might trigger people. That might trigger people.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, it was sure, like, everyone just loved that. He had the confidence to do it, you know what I mean? And I wasn't going to stop him. He
no, you can't. I'm pretty sure it's not on the list, but I'm pretty sure you can't have a boy going in dressed as a girl in case it offends somebody who might identify as a girl.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? I think it's ridiculous. I think, do you know what? It's Halloween. They're kids. Stop trying to stop them being kids.
Yeah.
Like, listen, we used to dress up in black bags. That's what we have.
So what about like a so what about if a kid goes in like as a vampire with all blood dripping down his face? Their argument is it'll scare. It says the ban the costumes as not to trigger some of the kids who scare easy. Okay, so you know that it might scare other kids.
I think might as well just keep their child at home if he's going to be scared over a Halloween costume. I'm sorry, but I understand the scary adult versions if they're scared of them. That's fair enough. But there's a big difference between an adult version costume and a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, if your child is fighting over someone dressed as a vampire or someone dressed as Superman, keep them home.
I don't get the superheroes. You know what I mean? I still don't get the...
Yeah, imagine like someone dressed as Superman and like, no, you can't come in. No Superman allowed today. Like,
yeah, I mean, who does Spider-Man trigger? Spiders or some people who identify as spiders, maybe. I don't know.
Someone who has arachnophobia or something.
Stay there for a second, Rachel. Let me go to Frank as well. Frank, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How you doing, Frank?
I'm on top of the world, thank you, and yourself.
Good, Frank. I mean, Frank, this is a bit over the top, isn't it?
I would say 85% I don't agree with it, 15% I agree with it to some extent.
Okay, give me the 15% you agree with.
No, look, I mean, obviously you can't prevent a kid from going as a superhero and that type of thing, but I know a few parents that get quite involved with the kids' costumes. And they can end up getting a bit extreme. So, I mean, like, if you just keep it as child humor, yeah, fantastic. Let them go as whatever they want.
Okay, let me give you an example. Let's say I had a little kid and I was going to send him in. And as you rightly said, sometimes parents get involved. The child has no clue what they're even dressed up as or who the person is. But the parent thinks it's great crack. So I dress my little kid up. I get a white wig, a medallion around his neck, a little stick-on hairy chest, and a red tracksuit, and I put a little fake cigar in his mouth, and I tell him to walk into school going, how's about that then? So the kid's dressed as Jimmy Savile, right? Now, Jimmy Savile is the most prolific paedophile, you know, in British history, and he's a scumbag. But I still think that's funny.
Look, I've got a bit of a twisted humour myself. I would think that's funny, but then you do get people that might have been affected by something along those lines in their history, and then they might stand up and... So you never know what somebody's gone through in their past. So, if, like, this guy dressing up as Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, he was one of the most meticulous serial killers around there. So
I believe that's the most popular costume for adults this year for fancy dresses, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, but for me, adults understand it, but kids, like that show, no, Jeffrey Dahmer, he's a hero, you know? I mean, not really.
Yeah, well, sorry, Rachel, you're trying to say something there to Frank. He understands why.
Yeah, I've been honest. Listen, if a kid dressed up like exactly what you were saying, I would be exactly the same as you. I would laugh. Kids, like I said earlier, that chap, I don't agree with him because kids haven't a clue who Jimmy Savile is. So they're not going to understand what it's about. They're not going to be thinking, oh, that's related to that. That's an adult's thinking. That's an adult's way of thinking about it. That's not a kid's way of thinking about it. The kid is just thinking, I'm going in dressed up as someone that they've seen on the paper, they've seen on the telly, they won't know what it's about. Like, come on, do you know what I mean? Like, I think you can't. You cannot be putting some kids dressed up in a costume down to someone triggering someone. Because I think if that's the case, no one will be going out on Halloween at all.
because Frank, no matter... Okay, that's what I'm saying. Frank, no matter what you dress up as, you might trigger somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
That's why I say I agree, like, 15%, but I mean, the parents just need to make sure that the costumes are, I'm going to use a slightly morally correct. So I mean,
what does morally correct mean? Because we're talking about Halloween. This is like when we talk about comedians telling jokes, right? And is there ever a line they step over, all that kind of thing, right? It's a joke. It's meant to be a joke. It's meant to be funny. So it's never meant to be serious. It's never meant to offend. If you want to take offense, that's fine. But after 9/11, the most popular Halloween costume I remember, because I worked in the nightclub industry at the time, was a suicide bomber.
Yeah, now look, I mean, like I said, I've got a weird humor. I would have laughed at that. But you never know. Maybe somebody lost a father in 9/11. And then all of a sudden they got a kid coming around and dressed up as a suicide bomber. You never know what that might trigger. So when it comes to real life events of people dying and people being murdered, and you can't really dress up as that type of thing. But vampires.
Yeah, but vampires murder people, don't they?
Sorry?
Vampires murder, well, in the mythological sense, vampires, witches, scary clowns, they murder people too.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, it's in two different worlds, if you could put
it. I know, one is mythological, one is factual. That's the only difference. Child doesn't know the difference between the two.
Yeah, but for sure. I mean, if a child doesn't know what murder is it going to be seen, okay, well, he goes and takes somebody out? No,
you're upset, Rachel, there.
As much as you want. But
Rachel, does he have a point? If you send your kid in as Michael Myers, say, for example, now, little Michael Myers, when he was the clown dressed with a knife in his hand, you know that famous imagery, and you send your kid in with a fake knife, I'm a little plastic one, right? I'm talking about a cardboard one.
With
blood marks on it. And he's walking around the class.
It's such a huge thing. Elf kids being... They're dressing up for Halloween. For Halloween, like, it's not as if they're going around preaching hate, preaching murder, preaching this, or living that way around. They're dressing up for Halloween. They're kids. Yeah, a kid may know what murder is. It doesn't mean a kid sits there and looks at a costume and says, murder, murder, murder. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a kid doesn't know what murder is, but it doesn't mean they can walk around acting like a murderer. You know, there's a fine line.
The kid dressing up for Halloween is not them walking around as a murderer. Like,
but the parents know.
Like, come on.
The parents know.
Taking the fun out of it for them.
Okay, yeah, hang on, both of you. There's a text here from somebody says, my child is going to school next week. They're a big fan of manga. I think that's that Japanese characters, isn't it? The cosplayer.
Yeah, it's like anime.
Okay. So according to this email, by the way, it says ethnically based costumes. Now, that would be classed as ethnically based, wouldn't it? So are they banned as well? Do you know what I mean? If you want to take it literally, because that would be Japanese culture. So where do you draw the line? That might, let's say there was a little Japanese child in the class, that might offend them, Frank. They might be triggered by that. You know what I mean? I don't know. So where do you draw the line?
That's why I said it is a very fine line to what these guys should allow and should ban. But for me, like, I wouldn't really like seeing kids walking around as old Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, I'll be watching the thing myself. I haven't watched it yet, but I do.
Somebody actually mentioned to me during the week, just as a point of interest in relation to the Jeffrey Dahmer that's on Netflix. I believe it's brilliant, by the way. I did hear an interview with one of the lead investigators. I think it was on podcast recently, and he said sadly a lot of it wasn't accurate. So that disappoints me before I even watch it. You know, but anyway, that's besides the point anyway. Because I think we all love those stories because they're quite intriguing. As well as being horrific, they are quite intriguing. Oh, okay, but Rachel thinks it's ridiculous. Frank understands why there's a limit there, why there should be a limit there. I want to know what you think. In relation to children and adults, do you think there's Halloween costumes there are offensive? I'm laying my colours to the mast. I don't believe there are. I don't believe there's anything that's offensive in any Halloween costume. Let us know. The number's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Simon. Simon, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Simon?
Afternoon, Niall. How are you, Paul?
Good. Let me get back to the Halloween costumes, be it adults or children. Is anything inappropriate?
Nothing is inappropriate for Halloween costume. Absolutely nothing.
Now, I guess that you're not originally from Ireland.
So... No, I'm from Poland.
Okay. I don't know how you can depict a Polish person culturally. I don't know how you could do that. Well, I suppose you could do something.
I don't know either, but, you know, about the Poland...
Beer. Well, you're beer-drinking people, or vodka-drinking people.
Well, technically, we probably top 10.
Yeah. So if I went out with the word Pole written on me and had a bottle of vodka in my hand and looked drunk, would that be offensive to Polish people?
No. Trust me on this, no.
No.
No, I don't believe that. Paws have a great sense of humor. Oh, man.
Okay, so, I mean, let's get back to little children first. This email that was sent out to the parents that you're not to dress your kids in horror characters, symbols of terror, clowns, distracting costumes, racially or ethnically based costumes. I don't understand the superheroes, but superheroes. I mean, is this completely over the top, is it?
It is bonkers. It is mental institution level, seriously.
That
is a mental institution level. Straight jacket. Those people should be in straight jacket, not in the school teaching the kids. Because next time, they're going to tell them that, you know, pedophilia is not that bad. It's just...
What you're trying to say is we're sanitizing children. We're afraid to expose them to anything that might make them think or might be negative. And if we don't expose them to negative parts of the world, and there are negative parts of the world, sadly,
What you want to create? What type of the person you want to create? And tell you what, a quick kind of a recollection. 2 weeks ago, because I'm driving, so I'm listening to lots of books because the audiobooks are super for driving, right? 2 weeks ago, I finished Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. Highly recommended for all of you listeners. You go for a Spotify type Communist Manifesto and listen. It's like 2.5 hours, no more than that.
Would I agree with
listen
this?
Marx says in a doctrine of destruction of family. And now picture that into 2022. Thank you very much. And I drop my case here.
Okay, so you think this is all about sanitizing society?
Yeah, that's social Marxism.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you do with the young kids. You just expose them to that bonkers idea and they normalize it.
Is it okay? Let's say, Simon, you went out, say, next week to a Halloween, to an adult party, and it was fancy dress for Halloween, and you decided, in all your wisdom, to go as Hitler. The Polish people certainly wouldn't be very happy about that. But should that be
censored? That we'll start the violence because there was always some SJWs who say, how dare you?
Yeah.
But, Niall, if you dress like Stalin or Mao Zedong or Pol Pot, they will buy you a pint. I guarantee you, because these people are insane, man. They will buy you a pint. Stalin was a brilliant guy.
So you think nothing is really out of bounds, but you just want to think of your own safety?
No.
Well, I remember when I was younger, a teenager, so to speak, Hitler was a very common Halloween costume.
Oh, God, I love Monty Python. Did you remember that sketch when John Cleese got this Nazi march?
That was in Faulty Towers.
Faulty Towers, yeah. My goodness, man,
it was hilariously funny. But you do realize that episode was never released in Germany. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Do you realize when they advertised the latest Star Wars in China, the black characters was removed from posters?
Why?
Oh, because the black people in China are not very popular.
Well, that's horrendous. I didn't know that they removed the black people from the posters. That's terrible. Okay, but stay there for a second. Let me go to Michelle. Michelle, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Michelle?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, Michelle, we are living in a very sanitised world. I get that.
Yes.
But would the school right to basically say to the parents, listen, you need to be conscious of what your kids are dressing up as. Don't dress up as anything basically scary that you might trigger other children.
I think there needs to be common sense. I mean, to say no superheroes, things like that, is just ridiculous.
I don't get the superhero thing. I just don't get it. I don't know how a superhero is offensive.
I can understand some of the scary costumes because you've got a mix of age groups, and some kids might be scared or distracted. But, I mean, but come on. I mean, again, I think it's just a matter of common sense. I mean, I would not send my child to school in a KKK outfit.
No.
Would you send
your child to school? I mean, I don't know because I don't dress up for Halloween, but I believe the most common costume this year is Jeffrey Dahmer. He's a serial killer, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, again, if I'm a parent of a small 6, 7, 8-year-old child, why do they even know about Jeffrey Dahmer? Why would they be dressing up? If you're an adult, fine. You can make the choice to wear a costume and take whatever brunt you may get in the public for wearing that particular costume. But you're an adult. You can make that decision. I don't think you should allow your child, who doesn't necessarily have the understanding or the capability to understand what they're actually wearing, what it may mean, out in a public forum.
But a kid, would, as you rightly said, wouldn't know who Jeffrey Dahmer is. And yeah. and they certainly wouldn't be sitting up watching it on Netflix because it wouldn't be appropriate. Well, you would hope so. So what harm would it be? Because somebody made a point that parents dress their kids up the way they want to dress them up to impress other parents.
And it shouldn't be that way, though.
Yeah.
That, to me, is wrong. The kids should be picking their costume. Now, if a kid goes and they say, oh, that costume looks really cool, happens to be Jeffrey Dahmer, they just think it's like Donald Trump or something, you know, fine.
Now we're comparing Jeffrey Dahmer and Donald Trump. That's all I needed on the radio. I can see the resemblance. Yeah,
I just mean, you know, it just looks like a guy. It doesn't look like, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know who Jeffrey Dahmer is. That's fine. You just think it's a funny looking costume. But, you know, if it's the Incredible Hulk, I mean, a kid knows what the Incredible Hulk is. I don't really see what the problem is with a child wearing Incredible Hulk to school.
Is it a problem if a child wears this? I mean, they don't want a scary costume. So the child wears, you know, the recent clown movies, who's a murderer, by the way, the recent clown guy. I can't remember the name. What's the name of those movies, those clown movies?
It's a clown.
Yeah, but a scary clown, you know, a scary-looking clown.
Yeah,
bit of blood on his face.
In America, I know. See, I worked in education. I used to be a teacher. And what I can say is we used to, there's always been kind of a censorship on costumes with kids in school. What we used to always do was say, you know, really it was no masks. Like, they couldn't bring their masks in. They couldn't wear their masks because we needed to be able to see who the children were, you know, especially in the event of an emergency. You don't want a bunch of kids running around. You don't know who's who, who's doing what. But so typically then if they're wearing, a Scream costume or something, as soon as you remove the mask, it kind of takes away a lot of the kind of scary elements of the costume. Yeah.
Okay, so they come in as a vampire. As Dracula, with a bit of blood on a knife or something.
A little bit of fake blood.
Is that okay?
And they do, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
We've been doing
it's not okay for this school, by the way, can I just point out, but you think
it's
okay.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then here, see, now, don't forget now in America, you've got a separation of church and state. So there's a big difference between what's allowed in the schools there.
Well, yeah, of course.
Anyway, because as soon as you bring religion into the mix, there's a whole other can of worms there. So,
yeah.
As to why it is and isn't appropriate. But.
Well, yeah, they don't. In American public schools, they don't teach one particular religion. I'm assuming it's theology classes, is there, or something like that?
Not even, usually. I mean, it depends on the region. It's different from state to state.
Okay, but you don't have an ethos. You don't have an ethos in the schools.
No, not really.
Not at all. Well, they're working on that over here, by the way, at the moment. I can see it happening over the next few years in public schools. But Simon, then Michelle, who was a former school teacher in the United States, which is probably the most triggered country in the world, to be honest.
Oh,
sorry,
God,
sorry to insult you, Michelle. But if anyone's going to be triggered, it's an American.
That's American. You're absolutely right.
So I mean, she even thinks it's a little bit over the top, but she does understand, say, really scary masks or whatever. You know,
from kind of a technical point of view for the teacher, when you have to look after a bunch of kids that, you know, running around. Sometimes when you see the kids with the blood, you might not get maybe sure whether that's real or fake or something. So, yeah, I do understand that. But the point is, you can regulate fun for love of God.
Mm. Yeah.
That's, you know, and what you can do is have a time in the day that allows for them to have, like, a little costume parade or something along those lines.
And give a prize away. No, you can't give a prize away because you're not allowed to do that anymore. Nowadays, you're not allowed to have winners and losers.
Everybody's a winner. Oh, I know. Don't even get me started on that.
You're not allowed. Michelle, just before you go, sorry, Simon, I'm going to have to let you go, but just before you go, Michelle, I know, how long ago were you a school teacher in the United States?
Oh, it's been 15 years.
Oh, it's been a while. Okay, so you haven't missed the excitement of the last 10 years.
No.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm sure you have friends who maybe still colleagues who still are school teachers.
Oh, yeah. I still hear all the stories. And I taught in Texas where, I mean, it can get pretty crazy.
Yeah,
so.
One of the most conservative states in America. But in saying that, it must have been very difficult in America because the Americans were the first to really get triggered, weren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, come on. I mean, I can remember after Columbine, and I was still young when Columbine happened,
You went a despicable act, of course. Yeah.
That there were these things that you'd make in school that were like this paper. You'd fold the paper into four pieces, and then when you'd snap it, it would make a popping noise. And all of a sudden, those were banned because it sounded too much like a gunshot, you know, and everything just started getting really, you know. And I mean, I understand. I was living in Colorado at the time, so I can understand in a Colorado school that might be an issue. But it just gets to a point where you're just, you really are, like you're saying, you can't regulate fun. And it's just, everybody's just being a bunch of what I like to call fun suckers. You know, just sucking the fun out of everything, you know. I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah, we call them buzzkills.
Yeah, well, that as well, yeah.
All right, listen, Michelle, thank you very much indeed. You put the fun back in the show today. Thank you, appreciate it.
Real people, real opinions, Real Talk Radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hit.